This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, John O'Keefe, CEO of Itelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee. John, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric, and thanks for having me back.
Hey, you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. Good to speak with you again. So for starters, on this episode, what was the turnout like for Itelligen at the 2015 Next Gen One User Group meeting?
Yeah, I guess that's the big thing for us right now, and this is always this time of year is very exciting for us. It tends to be the season of trade shows, so we get to put out a lot of announcements and see things that are going on. What was really exciting this year at the Next Gen One User Group meeting was getting to meet for the first time the new CEO of Next Gen. There was actually a lot, and you know, I don't want to focus too much on them, but I think it's so relevant to the industry and to what Itelligen's doing. And their new CEO, Rusty, is his name, talked a lot about, you know, how to be more successful deploying EHR, in particular with NextGen. And one of the things that resounded with me personally was their big push and advice, more so, to practices to move to cloud-based hosting. And that's something I know I've touted when you and I have spoke in the past. You know, medical practices purchase and select these complicated systems, and then they often will try to take it on their own to purchase servers and set them up and manage this infrastructure, and a lot of them are failing at that. But really, directing their anger at the EHR versus their own, you know, inability or the magnitude of the task in managing the infrastructure. So I was really happy to hear their big push recommending to practices to say, hey, you know, stop doing this. Do not try to host this stuff on your own. Move the infrastructure to cloud-based hosting. So I was really happy to hear that, and I think it resounded well with what Itelligen's message has been for many years now.
Excellent. And was there anything of interest announced at the show?
Yeah, so, as you know, we actually back in the early summer announced our focus on pain management, and that's where what Itelligen is doing is we have built the clinical content, workflow, templates, so that NextGen, as a EHR product, will work, quote-unquote, out of the box for pain management practices. So while we did announce that early summer, it really was our first debut of pushing it and demoing it and announcing it to the NextGen community at the show. And quite frankly, you know, while our focus has always been on the support, hosting, and management of electronic health records, I was quite pleasantly surprised at the response we got for the pain management content. You know, and the interesting thing there is that while, you know, we are directly targeting pain management practices for that solution, there's also a lot of overlap with rheumatology, orthopedics, and other specialties that have a side practice of pain management that are really in need of the solution. So, you know, we were really excited to debut that. We had our product manager there at the show that was demoing it to many practices that came over to look at it and had a great reaction to it. So we're very excited about that.
Today, once again, we are with John O'Keefe, CEO of Itelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you would, remind our listeners what Itelligen has to offer to both next-gen clients and or practices nationwide.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a key to what we do is we are an IT company that partners with ambulatory medical practices to help them to install, support, manage, host, and maintain electronic health records. And that's really key in that a lot of there's consulting groups out there and businesses that will come in and help practices to set up these systems, but then they leave. And practices are left to fend on their own on how to manage these systems. And that's a big part to where the failures and the frustrations come to play. And you know, not to sound like a broken record, and I've said this many times before, you know, you have a market being the medical practice, ambulatory medical practice market, which doesn't have the same level of IT sophistication and history that companies like financial groups and other small businesses that will have that have been using technology for decades now. And so they try to take all of this up on their own or really don't understand the challenge ahead of them in managing it and essentially fail. And so that's the key piece to iTelligent is that we come into these medical practices and live with them and help them to manage and maintain it, not just year one, two, but for the whole life cycle that they're using the solution.
What should prospects now be on the lookout for from iTelligent in the near future and especially in this coming year, 2016?
So, you know, I mean, it's a great question. You know, when I look forward, it all has to do with the evolution of technology. And I'd say even in 2015, there was a massive leap in the evolution of our cloud-based hosting environment. And that's really following the wave of the evolution of technology. You know, this year we made a major investment in new architecture of equipment. What I'm looking forward in 2016 is the price of what's called solid state RAM drives coming down. What that essentially is, and we're all familiar with USB keys, you know, we put those into the USB drive and we store information on them. Well, those are very fast access devices. From a storage perspective, they are have been historically much more expensive than traditional hard drives on a per gigabyte basis. And that price now is coming down significantly where we're actually evolving our infrastructure to move to 100% solid state RAM drive infrastructure, which will ultimately help the performance of the infrastructure. So, you know, we're excited that the technology is evolving, that as we are evolving and growing, we're adding this infrastructure and staying, I'd say, you know, in front of or on top of the curve of the adoption of this technology to best serve the needs of our clients.
And lastly, any new tips that you can offer our listeners today about healthcare IT?
You know, the key word there is new tips, and you know, I hate to sound like I just say the same thing over and over again. You know, I'm happy to see the industry starting to have more of appreciation for the need for properly managed IT. You know, but that's always been my big push here, and I still look at it from a success standpoint of EHR, and that there's a lot of factors that are needed to be successful in using an enterprise-grade system such as EHR, you know, and certainly one of them is being able to manage it from an IT perspective. And a lot of practices still struggle with that. I think there's a slight lack of appreciation for it still in the marketplace. But I would also say that the growth that we're experiencing is a key indicator to sort of a metamorphosis in the evolution of thinking of the medical practice market and in the appreciation of the need for better managed IT. So, you know, not to, again, sound like a broken record, but my advice has always been the same, is that to really focus on the patient, but bring in people that can truly understand how to manage, support, and maintain this infrastructure so that the practices can be successful.
Always good information. Where can our listeners get more information about iTelligent online?
Absolutely. Our website's a great source, www.itelligent.com. We're also pleased to announce we've just gone live with our new mobile-friendly version of the website, which works well on your iPhone and Android tablet and phone devices. So it's a great source of information for iTelligent.
John, always good to speak with you, and thanks once again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, John O'Keefe, CEO of iTelligent, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee. And once again, the website of reference is iTelligent, eHealthRadio.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.